Hi developers, I'm Hossam Dilliahi, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to use Carousel View with Xamarin Forms applications. Carousel View makes it easy to flip horizontally through images or items. In real life, it looks like this one. Here I have a sample app that uses Carousel View. So here I can flip horizontally through some images in my application. I can do that in Windows Store apps, or I can do that in my Android application and also in the iOS application, because Xamarin Forms runs on all of these platforms. So let's learn how to implement Carousel View in our Xamarin Forms applications. For that, I'll go here to Visual Studio. Here I have created a new project by going to File, New Project, then choosing Xamarin Forms template. That's by choosing this one here, blank XAML app here, because I'm using PCL project. Then we'll go to our solution, and right from the solution, right click, hit Manage NuGet Packages for Solution. And from here, we'll need to update to the version 2.3 of Xamarin Forms. At least it should be the version 2.3 in order to support Carousel View. So let's go and update to that version. Here I have Xamarin.Forms NuGet package. Here we should update to the version at least 2.3. I have already done that, but for you, if you don't already update it, you can go and grab the latest stable version or the pre-release version if you want. Then choose install on all of the projects. So make sure here you install the Xamarin Forms package in all your projects. Then we'll go to browse and look for a NuGet package, call it xamarinforms.carouselview. So because Carousel View here is still a new feature, for that it's still in beta, and you only can install it in separate package. It doesn't come out of the box with a Xamarin Forms package, so we need to install it independently. And here make sure you pick include pre-release, because right now it's still in beta. So let's choose that one and let's hit install. Here I have already installed it on all my projects. For that I have installed and disabled it, but for you, you should be able to install it at the first time for your project. Now that we have upgraded to Xamarin Forms 2.3 and installed Xamarin Forms Carousel View, now we can use Carousel View. So I'll go here to my main page, and here I'll add a new Carousel View. And add the namespace for the Carousel View, which is here I'm using ReSharper, and ReSharper called this namespace forms, because here it's inside Xamarin Forms. If you don't have ReSharper, then maybe you should add this line of code manually. Then you'll be able to use this control Carousel View. The Carousel View can display images or text or any type of data. So let's start by the simplest one. So let's give it a name. Let's call it Main Carousel View. And in this Carousel View, I'll go and show some text. For that, I'll go to the code behind here. mainpage.xaml.cs, and from here I'll go and create a list of names to be shown inside the Carousel View. So let's choose some names. Here I have prepared some. Here are the list of names. Now we want to show these list of names in the Carousel View. Whenever we flip through that carousel view, it shows a new name. Now let's go and bind that to the items source. The items source is the object that will get the items to be shown in the carousel view. Here we want to show the list of the names. And here, because I want to show this list of names, I should tell my carousel view that it should expect a list of names. For that, we need to create an item template. So let's go to forms. Oops. Forms.carouselView.itemTemplate. So this looks like, or it's like working with a list view where we have the item template, and inside the item template we have the data template also. And inside the data template we can define our object to be shown. Here in my case it's a label. This label will have text equal, and use binding. Let's make that text bigger, so let's give it font size of 60. Then here I'm ready to show my list of names inside this carousel view. Here one last thing to do is to put the label and the carousel view inside one element. Let's choose stack layout, for example. Now we should be ready to run this application, so let's click F5. So here it is, the list of the names, and from here I can flip through the names, and here are. Good, so this is a simple example showing list of names. Now let's make it a little bit nice and show a list of images. For that, I'll go back to my code behind here, and instead of showing a list of names, I'll go and create a list of images. For each image, I'll give it the URL, which is of type string, and I have prepared some list of images. Here are. And now, instead of showing the names, I want to show this list of images. And here, on the main page, instead of showing a label here, because I have a list of images to show inside, I show them inside an image user control. The image have the property source to tell about the source of the image. Let's click F5 now. So here it is, the list of images. Now we can flip through these images. Good, so now I want to know when the user flips through these list of images, I need to know in which image he's viewing. For that, we have events in the carousel view, and we have an event called item selected. So let's create an item selected event. So the item selected have two parameters, the of type object and one of type selected item changed event args. Probably you want you need to create this event yourself by code. So here I want to get the image that the user is viewing. For example, if he is seeing this image, I want to get to know about. I want to know that he is seeing this image, not this one, for example. So let's show the image he's viewing in the user interface. Let's go back here to my main page.xaml and add a label to show the source of the image. let's call this label main label, for example. And right from here I go to main label.txt in order to show the source of the image. I can get the source of the image by using the E parameter, the selected item changed event args. So let's go to E, and here I have the property selected item. The property selected item will get the binded object to the data template of the carousel view. In my case here, I'm binding the images. The images is a list of string. For that, for each data template, I'm binding a string. So this object, selected item object, we can bind it to a string. So let's tell here that I want to bind it to a string. And now let's control F5 to see our application. So now in each time I flip to another item in the carousel view, you see here that the label is updated to show the source of that image. So this event is fired in each time I'm changing the view of the carousel view. That's cool. So we have tested this application in Android. If we test it to on Windows UWP project by going to UWP and set as startup project, then here I choose x86 because I'm running on a PC, and hit local machine. And you see here I get an exception. That exception is because I have to add some code for the UWP project. So as stated here in this blog by Zamarin, here I should add these lines of code to my app.xaml in the UWP project. So let's copy these lines of code and let's come back to Visual Studio and go to the UWP project, right to the app.xaml, and let's add these lines of code that will make the carousel view works for Windows UWP. Let's import the namespace, which is here called platform. It's referencing Xamarin Forms platform. So now let's try again. Local machine. Now we have the application running and showing the carousel view from which we can flip through the different items. So I hope this was useful, and thank you.